William James, an early American philosopher and psychologist who earned his position in history not just through academia, but by enduring his own struggle with mental and physical health. He's quoted as saying, "The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another." End quote. And in 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about how we are to fight this new spiritual battle in our mind, and how he says we're to take our thoughts captive. Or more accurate translation would be to pull them down. Like disturbing artwork hanging from the walls of our mind, to tear them down and to turn them over to God. We're to punish and to discipline our mind to make it obedient. For a lot of people, this concept might seem a little foreign. Many people think that their mind, their thoughts and emotions are outside elements out of their control, like the weather. It's just something that you have to endure. Some people are enslaved by their thoughts, but this teaching from Scripture describes an upside down world where, through the power of God, you can choose your thoughts. You can be transformed in your mind. I can tell you from my own experience, this is very true. You get to decide how you feel. You can dominate your thought life and be the boss of your own mind. This is what I think the Bible was talking about when it talks about having a peace beyond understanding. When in the face of adversity and grief, you can simply choose to be happy, to focus on the beautiful art that you've decided to hang up on the walls of your mind, which is why it's so important to tear down those thoughts early and to take captive of them, to reframe and put up the artwork that you want to look at, the thoughts that you want to have. Khalil Gibran, a renowned author and man of deep thought, once said, "We choose our joys and sorrows long before we experience them." And it is true. It is our responsibility to decorate and maintain the order and cleanliness of our minds. You decide what you let reside there. You decide what you give focus to. And if you're so surrounded by the ugly filth and history in your life that you're saying to yourself, there's nothing beautiful to look at, I'm going to leave you with the words of Henry Ward Beecher, an abolitionist clergyman from the 1800s. "The art of being happy lies in the power of extracting happiness from common things." So take a moment and look around you and appreciate the joy and beauty in life. And let go of those negative things. In fact, don't let go of them. Tear them down. Dominate them. Get rid of it. Reframe it. Let God transform it into something beautiful.